Now let's catch this miracle because we're going to have to live by it. In order to come upward into the light, that all physical disability is human thought, human consciousness outpicturing itself into form. And that all harmony is divine consciousness outpicturing itself into invisible form, which appears to human self sense as harmony. Now, the issues of all life, as far as you're concerned, do not depend on your neighbor or your or the nation next door. There's nothing another nation or individual can do to you, except if you have the avenue of human thought open and have not taken dominion over that human mind. Actually, if you are able to do it, you can say right here where I am, on this little point here, is the human mind, and over here, right where the human mind seems to be, and we'll make it next to it to make it clearer, is divine mind. And if I can switch to divine mind, it can only outpicture perfection. If I'm in human mind, world thought is going to flow through, outpicturing good and evil. Right here, right here. And if I can stand here and control this little panel, I control what's out there, as far as I'm concerned. And so you begin to see that every issue of your life isn't dependent on people, conditions, or situations. It isn't dependent upon the state of inflation or deflation. It doesn't depend upon war or peace. It doesn't depend upon anything but your ability to rest in a state of divine thought. And that's the single eye. Then you see, the things that are added unto you our divine thought expressing itself. The mind of God expressing as your mind brings forth the treasures of the kingdom of God on earth. And you move and have your being as divine thought expressing its fullness in your experience. You have the spiritual fruitage because you're living in the spiritual truth. You're not serving two masters. You're not trying to be a human being over here and holding out your hat for spiritual fruitage at the same time. You're living as a house undivided by human thought. Now, this has to be practiced. It has to be programmed. It has to be without ceasing. We have, of course, come to Paul's prayer without ceasing. And that is why this final little enigma, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We have 24 hours of mortal thought every day, in our dreams and in our wakefulness. There's no need to go beyond that into what's going to happen tomorrow, for actually, in spirit, you know, there is no tomorrow. In spirit, there is no time. And for you to be concerned today about what's going to happen tomorrow is the presumption that you've already overcome all that is false today. And if you want to overcome all that is false today, the moment that you are concerned about tomorrow, you're in the falsehood. And so we stay into the impersonalizing of this moment now, of nothingizing this instant now. And if you can live in this instant now of truth and hold this thread of truth, The moment you walk into trying to find some evil to worry about tomorrow, you're losing this thread of truth. Even if you're thinking about what about afterlife, what about after death, you're carrying this evil into a level that is going to remove from you the oneness now. There is no future time. Our job is to live in the now prayer, which is the realization of God's divine mind as the one mind of the universe. And this is where I live now, without ceasing. And I've got to practice it and practice it and practice it until there is no place in this armor of light through which human thought can sneak in and attack me with world thought, so that I become aware of those things which are not existent and begin to think of them as realities that I have to defend against. Now, to sum it up, the Christ message here expressed is that every individual is God being. And therefore, his human thought is a sort of redundancy. It's taking thought where thought already is expressing perfectly. And this new thought that we take creates a world of illusion, which begins to be our world in which we live and experience dualities, powers, diseases, lacks, finiteness, mortality, all of which are nothing but the human mind reflecting world thought, all of which again has no reality in God. No reality in creation, no truth. And this becomes our synthetic human span. This becomes the false existence. And no matter how we fight it mentally to rise out of it, the mere fact that we're using a human mind to fight it perpetuates it and makes necessary a continuous reincarnating me, which continues in time and space and is always living in three dimensions. Now, there is no three-dimensional spirit. And as long as we're in three dimensions, we're not in spirit. And as long as we're not in spirit, we are not living life as life is. We are living a concept of it, and we're moving through it as a shadow, and we're suffering thereby. Sufferings that aren't happening to us, but are happening to our false personal sense of us. And when we can shrug off the false personal sense, the mask, the personality, the human mind which perpetuates a me that isn't, I stand revealed as the eternal Son of God, without blemish, with nothing to feel guilty about from a past, because there is no past, nothing to fear about the future, because there is no future. I stand revealed as God individualized, living in eternity. And this is the message of take no thought. Now then, we must find the way to feel this divine consciousness, to stand back and live in it, and watch the human thoughts go by. Now, all of the persons and places and situations you're going to see are human thought. That's all they are. And you've got to learn to look at them and recognize that there's no person there. There is a contact from spirit through to something in you which is seeing person, and that is human thought objectified. And you've got to look at this on the screen of your mind and stand back behind it and watch it without reaction until you can feel where this person appears, this picture in your mind, this situation in your mind, this condition in your mind, until the reality of it through no thought communicates to you and establishes the oneness of truth, in which all form is seen to be the one invisible Christ. And then it shows itself forth as the harmony of life. There's no worry about strokes or heart deficiencies or vision. Or animals that get sick, or children with whooping coughs, or grandchildren who are going to have this kind of a flu epidemic strike them. You are the consciousness of truth, functioning on the level of transcendental thought, unconditioned mind. And whatever strikes you of a nature that is not perfection, harmony, beauty, flawlessness, hits an unconditioned mind which receives it not. A mind that is tuned only to the one mind, knowing that all that exists in this universe is the spiritual form of that one mind. And this is your Gibraltar, your rock, and you stand there unmoved that instant and never moved. Unconditioned. Mind means unconditioned form. Unconditioned universe. Unconditioned you. Unconditioned neighbor. Unconditioned nation, unconditioned animal, unconditioned vegetable, mineral. There are no conditions in the perfect universe of God. And there is no other universe, and only by not taking thought can you live in this unconditioned universe. But you'll still find thought flowing through you. And the thought flowing through you will be the thought forms of the Father. And these thought forms become your life and its experience. And that becomes an eternal, unconditioned life. And if we have to study this message for 500 years, it will still be the simple truth. This is the truth that has been in our midst for these 2,000 years, and this Christ revealed in this truth is you. This unconditioned life is the Christ life. And if you are not aware of being in it now and living it now, makes little difference. You're still living it. There is now just this outer mask which must become conscious of the Christ life that is being lived by its true self. Thought is the separation. Non-thought is the elimination of the false forms that have no existence. And lo and behold, in a moment when ye think not, the Christ comes. The descent of the Holy Ghost, the Word entering your consciousness, brings its illumination. You are lifted out of three dimensions. You begin to touch this coil of light, this infinite soul, it begins to unblossom, and there stands the Father, the One, the Self. In this spiritual illumination, this unfolding soul is your grace in all things. And if there were a little light on a landing field and you were coming in as a pilot, you were looking for that runway, you'd be looking for that little runway of lights. And once you sighted it, you would nose the plane down, and that would be your guide. And so it is, when you find this light within you, the same thing happens. Now, the light coming up, all of the infinite light of the universe focuses on it and flows into it, bringing light to light. Infinity fulfills itself in you. This one point of light unfolding as you attracts to itself the infinite light of the universe. And it flows through this little pinpoint of light called you, and out of it flows infinity, unfolding perfection, and you walk into your true body of light. You're out of the finite into the real. And now you have broken through, you have shattered the veil of human thought. You are one with the infinite, you are the infinite, you are the light, you are the Word, you are the living Christ, you are the Spirit. And this is our destiny, to function as what we are. Now, to take no thought is going to be the most important way of life for you. And every time you encounter any form of disturbance in your household, in your office, remember, you're only aware of it through human thought, and you have not yet mastered no thought. After a while, when you have mastered no thought, you will say, I have overcome this world, because all this world is human thought objectified. Remember, the railroad tracks do not come together out there in the railroad tracks. They come together in your mind. This illusion you carry with you. And if this world were made of railroad tracks, everywhere you look, they would be coming together, but only in your mind. Well, this world is made of railroad tracks. And they are coming together in your mind. And every evil is a railroad track coming together in our mind. Because the evil is not there. It is a mental projection. When you take no thought, there is no mental projection. God stands revealed. Now, what's your program to be then? Sufficient unto the day the evil thereof. I can't leave this lecture and say next week we're going to hear something else. Between now and next week, if I have taken into my activity this principle of take no thought, by next week I would be so high in consciousness that the next unfoldment would take me beyond where I had ever dreamed of being. I would be a receptive vehicle. I would become, throughout the week, aware of the presence functioning my life. I would be transformed. By taking no thought, I would have renewed the mind. I would have recharged the battery. And suddenly my life would have to show forth the truth that is expressed if you seek first the kingdom of God, which means divine mind, which means laying down your human mind, then all these things, meaning the treasures of the kingdom of God, are added unto me. My immediate step then is to look at my business and release it. To look at my marriage and release it. To look at my relationship from father to son and release them. To look at my friends and release them. Loose them and let them go. Cling not with the human mind to hate, to fear, and to love. Human love, human fear, human hate. These are all the human mind. I must drop fear, I must drop love, I must drop hate. And I must let the divine mind flow with its love, its confidence, its truth. This is a cleansing. This is a laying down of the mind that has made a false me. It's really the pinnacle of the work. I don't have to think anymore. In fact, I better had not think. And so, Father, all thought is in you. And now I will wait, and your thoughts will become my thoughts. Your thought forms will become my thought forms. Your seeds will become my seeds. Your fruitage will become my fruitage. Infinity will become mine. And I will be one with it. Now build your vacuum. Build a thought vacuum. Build it every opportunity you get. Just look at the pictures, look at the forms, look at the people, and build your inner vacuum as the things happen. Until this new spiritual muscle begins to vibrate. Because that's the muscle that's going to illuminate you. Give you the single Christ eye. Practice every chance you get. I have a friend who wants to be a practitioner. He moans that people don't come to him for healing. And I know another man who doesn't aspire to be one, but he does healing all the time. Because everywhere he is, he's healing. He's healing by living in the divine mind. And this other fellow who's bemoaning the fact that nobody comes to him, he doesn't know enough to live in the divine mind, and so nobody can come. They can't be attracted to the human. If you surrender tonight to the divine mind, and I do too, we're going to meet somewhere as one. Because in divine mind, all men are one self. Not only brothers, one self. And so you see, the new form of love is quite different than human love. We no longer have the right to say, my life, but rather, the life of God. We no longer have the right to say, I'm living in truth, and then to be concerned about my life. Watch the fear disappear. And our final tonight would just be to take no thought about what we shall eat, drink, wear, about the details of living. And to accept the one consciousness of God as my eternal consciousness. Touch the invisible I am. It's the substance called spirit. I am here now. I am the substance of your being. I am your being. You and I are one and the same. I. Touch me. When you touch me, you touch infinity. When you touch the I am of your being, you touch all that is. There's nothing else. You have touched the spiritual universe, which is all there is. You have touched every person on the face of the globe. You have touched every condition. You have touched all there is of life the moment you touch I am within yourself. I am is the Father within who does the works. I am is the Father within who pours out to you the infinity of truth, the added things. There's nothing that I am cannot do, for I am is omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience, and I am is your name. Touch I am, and then relax and watch all of automation pour forth as your life. Touch it often, until it's real, until you can say, I am the light. I am the wine, the water. I am the resurrection. I am the Spirit of God incarnate. I am. And let I am, the Father within, do the works. Don't try to take its function away from it. Because it can do, only it can do what must be done. If Jesus could let I am do it, if Moses could let I am do it, if Ezekiel could, if every prophet could, we can. But you must touch I am. And the more you're not in thought, the more you will touch I am. I am the living presence of God, the only presence here. Touch me. And watch me function as you. Watch all of infinity individualize right where you are, expressing the fullness of God in action. And that infinity will function infinitely, eternally, as you. I am your life. I know no conditions. I know only perfection. I need never resist evil. I need never be concerned about an adversary. I know nothing about broken bones. I know nothing about sick animals. I know nothing about lack or limitation or famine or poverty, because these are non-existent in I. Rest in I, and I will show you abundance, health, supply, infinity, eternality. I am the miracle worker, for I am all there is. And there's nothing for you to do but rest in I, abide in I, dwell in I, and touch this I right where you are, wherever you are, for I am with you always until the end of the world. As this becomes your reality, you're out of duality. And now I is your living self functioning in the realm where there is no power to oppose truth. Where all that is ever functioning in flawless grace. Without ceasing, this ultimately becomes your consciousness. I don't have anything to fight tomorrow or to be concerned about. I is there now. And I is always there now. And the minute I waver and have something to be concerned about, I'm taking thought. You see how if you take no thought, you're in I. And I am self-fulfilling God. Thank you.